Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. And you've got some really helpful information today. Not that your other information is not helpful, but something that's really going to come in handy very soon, and that's how to beat the heat.
Yes, good morning. You know, I was thinking the other day, it's that time of the year when the days are longer and each day it seems to get a little bit warmer outside and maybe your air conditioner tends to run a little more frequently. I'm sure we can kind of all relate to this. And, you know, every summer, thousands of Americans suffer from heat stroke, heat exhaustion, and dehydration. And each year, the average of 300 people in the United States die from heat-related illnesses, according to the report from the Center of Disease Control. So seniors are more susceptible to heat-related illnesses as their bodies don't effectively cool down and it takes longer to recover when they do get overheated. As the temperatures start to rise, it is important to take a moment to think about ways to beat the heat and avoid those unnecessary illnesses. So there are five tips that I'm going to talk about today that are customized that can help you or someone you love battle the heat, sun, and humidity, which we have in eastern Kansas, which, you know, are unavoidable through these hot summer months. So the first one you want to check for is check your home for proper ventilation. Excessive heat when temperatures and humidity reach 90 degrees Fahrenheit or above can be dangerous, as we all know, especially to those who are at home, maybe without an air conditioner or fans. Many seniors will sacrifice a cool breeze from an open window due to the security concerns. You know, they do have inexpensive safety latches that are available for windows that allow the air to circulate, but it prevents the window from being opened completely from the outside. So you might check with your local hardware store for some of those options. Number two, seek relief from the heat in public buildings that are air-conditioned. Again, not every senior or every family has air conditioning in their home, and there is a point at which fans can't combat that summer heat. And when this occurs, visit public places as maybe a library, maybe hit up the pool, a restaurant, or even senior centers, and visit with friends or family who maybe have air-conditioned homes, and you know that will be a welcome break from the heat. Also consider medications and or maybe diets that can increase the risk. Hot weather can accelerate dehydration, especially in people who are taking medications that have side effects of fluid and the electrolyte loss. Many medications, particularly antibiotics and diuretics, can block the body's natural ability to cope with the sun and heat. You should always check with your pharmacist or doctor to ensure your medications will not cause you or your loved ones to be more susceptible to heat-related problems. And also, if seniors are on a low-carb diet, make sure to drink plenty of fluids, as additional proteins in the diet can cause the body to heat up more quickly. Number three, plan for outdoor activities. During hot weather, everyone, especially seniors, should wear loose-fitting, cool, light-colored clothing and a hat or cap. Whenever possible, try to stay in the shade. Be sure to seek high SPF sunblock 30 or greater in order to protect a senior's sensitive skin. If you have yard work to do or want to exercise outside, get up early and get it done before the heat of the day sets in. Next, we're going to talk about drinking plenty of replenishing fluids. Alcoholic beverages, caffeine should be avoided since they cause, of course, dehydration. Water's a great option, but does not effectively replace the potassium and sodium, those electrolytes that we lose when perspiring. So sometimes those popular sports drinks are a great option or a home substitute choice for rehydrating the body. Then potential symptoms that you can always look for or be on guard for heat exhaustion, which includes pale, cold or clammy skin, extreme thirst, lightheadedness, fainting, mild nausea, vomiting, and excessive sweating. Signs of heat stroke include hot, dry skin, a fast, strong pulse, confusion, and body temperatures of 104 or higher. If you know of a person or see or with someone who exhibits signs of heat stroke, you know, it's a serious medical emergency and dial 911, or your local emergency medical team should be contacted. Now, dealing with those with diabetes should be extra careful during hot weather. Temperatures of 80 degrees or above, especially with high humidity, can affect medications, testing supplies, and your health. If you have diabetes, it's harder for your body, again, to handle high heat and humidity. The heat index, which measures how hot it really feels with the combined temperature and humidity reading, advises caution starting again at 80 degrees with 40% humidity. In addition to those five tips mentioned earlier, here's a few more suggestions from the Center of Disease Control for diabetes. And heat can affect, as we know, our blood glucose, sugar levels, and also increase the absorption of some fast-acting insulin, meaning you will need to test your blood sugar possibly more often and perhaps adjust your intake of insulin, food, and liquids. If your doctor limits how much liquids you can drink, ask what to do during times of high heat. Check packages inserts with medications to learn which high temperatures can affect them. You know, take medications with you if you need to take them while you're away from home and protect them from the heat. Of course, don't leave them in the car. If you're traveling with insulin, like I said, don't store it in direct sunlight or in a hot car. Keep it in a cooler. Do not place it directly on ice or a gel pack. Check your glucose meter and test the drip packages for information on using during times of high heat and humidity. Do not, of course, leave them in a car or by a pool or on a bench because those can get really hot. Heat can also damage insulin pumps and other equipment, so don't, of course, leave the disconnected pump or supplies in the direct sun. But the good news in all of this is that heat-related illnesses and injuries are preventable. And if you understand the signs and watch out for those symptoms, you can beat the heat, hopefully, the summer season safely. And of course, if you have any questions about aging or family resource management, feel free to always reach out to me at the Frontier Extension District Office at 785-828-4438.
Thank you. We've covered this topic before, but there's so much important information to remember there that it's definitely worth going over again. And if you're putting on sunscreen, don't forget the tops of your ears. I made that mistake once, and I'm very careful about it now.
Yes, and always reapply. You know, my family and I went on vacation, you know, the other week, and it was important to always remember to reapply if you're going to be out all day. Always make sure to reapply. So.
Yes, frequently. Get the hairline, get the tops of your ears. I had perma burn on the end of my nose until I was about 15 or so.
Yes. Always be cautious.
Be very cautious. And now that we know what to do about it, hopefully that'll help reduce the toll that the heat can take on folks. So thank you again. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.